Dear people, we're starting chapter 7 in the Gospel of Matthew, continuing Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It is really crucial if we're going to follow Jesus in a secularized, pluralistic society that we can authentically live this gospel. Stop judging that you may not be judged, that we're able to authentically live it. If we're not authentic in it, how we can hear Jesus saying, you have two options, to be judgmental and critical, or to largely just become a moral relativist. That somehow to stop judging, I have to throw out right and wrong, good and bad. Who am I to say what's right or wrong for another person? And so in order to stop judging, I have to just kind of become indifferent. Now we have to remember that just in this same sermon, Jesus says, you have heard it said, you shall not kill, but I say to you, he who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. That Jesus has raised the bar, not lowered it. And so there's not this two options to judge or not judge. But it seems to me that to live this, it's a choice to judge or to forgive. How that to authentically live this is to move into forgiveness. And to do that, Jesus is getting at the heart of the problem, this sort of superior attitude. Come and let me take this splinter out of your eye. I'm superior, you're inferior. That to live this, one needs to see that I'm in the same boat. That I need forgiveness just like you. And so the attitude behind this gospel isn't there is no right or wrong, but the attitude is, but for the grace of God, there go I. And so that's how I approach all that which is not right. May we internalize that, dear people. May we know the mercy and forgiveness of God deeply so that we don't have to come to some silly moral relativism, but we have confidence that God can heal and forgive that which is wrong. May we pray for that grace.